RadioSaintPete.com. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Star Trek Beyond, now playing in area theaters.
Where 2013's Star Trek Into Darkness was a loose remake of Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, Star Trek Beyond feels like an extended episode from the TV series. Captain Kirk and Spock no longer must learn how to work together. They have their relationship down. In fact, everything is a bit too routine for the crew of the Starship Enterprise. Themes of restlessness and wandering affect most of the lead characters until the plot kicks in and shows us how wayward and lost one can truly end up without friends and purpose. Director Justin Lin, branching out after 3 Fast and Furious films, takes over for J.J. Abrams and checks all the action and emotive boxes. Star Trek Beyond does not explore any final frontiers, but serves as a decent placeholder for any future stories. 3 years into the 5-year trip the Enterprise crew embarked upon at the end of Into Darkness, folks are getting a bit too comfortable. Spock, played by Zachary Quinto, and Lieutenant Uhura, played by Zoe Saldana, call it quits again. Kirk, played by Chris Pine, tires of Federation diplomacy and has his eye on other gigs. And the whole crew looks forward to some shore leave on the Federation's brand new deep space outpost, the Yorktown. This happens with any endeavor that rolls along in a predictable battle rhythm. Complacency sets in. People look to shake it up. Unfortunately for the crew, external forces scheme their way in and do far more than wake everyone up from their doldrums. They kill a chunk of the crew and completely destroy their beloved starship. Krall, played by Idris Elba, has an axe to grind with the Federation. The Enterprise unwittingly holds a piece of a superweapon Krall wants to get his hands on, and using an unbelievable number of suicide space planes, he tears the Enterprise apart looking for it. Most of the survivors are scooped up and put in detention on a mysterious planet's surface, deep within an unnavigable nebula, and the rest, most of our lead characters, are scattered to the wind. Krall is not as intriguing as Benedict Cumberbatch's Khan from Into Darkness was, but Lin makes him a force to be reckoned with. Written by Simon Pegg and Doug Jung, these two give Krall a familiar lifeline. I will not solve the mystery behind who Krall is, but he likes to stay young and fresh by absorbing the life force power from other beings, quite similar to how Charlize Theron remained Cover Girl ready in Snow White and the Huntsman. And the same way Gul'dan stayed winter fresh in Warcraft. This method of remaining powerful is growing stale in sci-fi action films since so many scripts are using it. Simon Pegg, employing the benefits of being the writer, gives lead engineer Scotty a larger role, perhaps at the expense of Spock and others. Alone and vulnerable on the planet's surface, Scotty meets and falls in line with Jayla, played by Sophia Boutella. Another stranded soul, but one adept at staying alive in the harsh surroundings and very knowledgeable of its geography. That should come in handy. Bones, played by Carl Urban, falls back into his comic relief role from the first 2 films, and only gets to speak in sarcastic responses and eye-rolling facial gestures. Chekhov, played by Anton Yelchin, has almost nothing to do. Sulu, played by John Cho, is overshadowed by Uhura, and Spock, who has been the bread and butter of this rebooted franchise, has far less going on than Into Darkness. Star Trek Beyond acknowledges our reality, referencing Leonard Nimoy's death. Spock Prime, the link between old and new for the time travel gimmick they use to reset the Star Trek clock, dies, and young Spock puzzles over what he should do with his life. Vulcan was destroyed in the first film, and perhaps Spock's greatest contribution would be to make more Vulcans. That does not leave a job opening for Uhura. No matter, the entire subplot solves itself because there is no time to work through it. Krall takes almost the full 2-hour running time to battle. And prepare yourselves for the Beastie Boys, coming to the rescue a full 200-odd years after their prime. I'm not saying it doesn't work, but I recognize a gimmick when I see one, and this updated Star Trek franchise is becoming a bit too defined by their tongue-in-cheek references. Cinematographer Stephen F. Winden, whom Lin brought over from the Fast and Furious films, circles and swirls around in 3D, trying to keep the audience off balance a bit, and he does. If you see Star Trek Beyond in IMAX 3D, you will tilt and lean along with the camera. Overall, Beyond fills a square and marks time as the executives work out where they want to go next. Anton Yelchin's death is a problem, as are the expiring contracts for the main cast members. The reboot has not worn out its welcome yet, but fingers crossed for meatier films like Into Darkness, rather than more episodic fare like Beyond. That is why I give Star Trek Beyond 3 out of 4 stars.
Star Trek Beyond is now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place, Stadium 16, Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.